Meat.
Yo.
You going to get another tattoo today
while we're here?
I'm
done.
You got a couple.
I'm done.
Yeah.
You don't want to get another rock chalk tattoo somewhere else?
I got that. I'm good to go.
The one on the arm is really nice.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a nice classic piece.
Thank you.
Very good. The other one.
It's a cross.
They could probably fix.
Yeah, I know. So, you know how Randy was talking about passing out?
Yeah.
So when I got that, I definitely almost passed out.
Did you?
I was on spring break, so there was,
is it because
you
saw a picture of it? You're like, I did that. Oh, my God.
What was I thinking?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I may have been inebriated.
Well, apparently there's a sign right here on the wall that says you can't do that.
Yeah, yeah. They
didn't
care in Panama City. Not, it's not like this place.
I hear you. Hey, we are at the Ink Spot in St. Peter's, by the way. Randy's getting his tattoo done today. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have a blast.
I'm just wondering, Meat, do you think that you've been intimate with a lady and she's been able to block out the fact you have rock chalk like right there on your shoulder? Or do you think that like she's thinking about it the entire time?
I think the ladies love it, to be honest.
You think so?
I bet they don't.
I think they love it.
Anyway,
they tell me all the time.
But it works. It works for you, buddy. It works for you.
Me, what are we fighting over today?
We've got let's see, some All Star game stuff coming up. Let's see. You know what? This isn't even. This was totally
dueling.
What is going
on
here?
Okay. Hold on. All right. So 2019, it marks the 10th anniversary since the All Star game was played at Busch Stadium on Friday, July 12th. 30,000 fans ages 16 and older will go home with a replica National League jersey from that game. You can get your tickets now at cardinals.com/promotions.
Well, that is some pretty excellent All-Star game stuff. Thanks, Meat.
The page wasn't pulling up.
Let's bring in our fighter.
Wayne is our fighter.
Wayne is here. So we're at the Ink Spot. Wayne's getting a tattoo right alongside or across the way from Randy. Wayne, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Thank you very much.
Are you feeling okay?
I'm feeling great.
Dude, your tattoo, we got a chance to see it a minute ago. It's looking awesome.
Thank you. Ben's doing a great job on me.
He's doing fantastic. Dude, the Blues tattoos are flying around here.
Wayne's got a Stanley Cup tattoo.
It looks good.
Yeah, I'm
nice. Waited all my life for it, let me tell you.
Heck yeah, I love it. Now, this is not probably. This is the most interesting 4 o'clock fight ever.
It is.
Because Wayne is getting a tattoo. Randy Carricker is getting a tattoo. And we're here doing a live 4 o'clock fight with these guys. So I can't wait. Now, we are going to ask you, since Randy is back there, and we've turned off the speakers and stuff, so hopefully you can't hear us as much. We're going to ask you to give us an A, B, or C answer, okay?
Correct.
All right. You ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Question number one. The Cardinals host the A's tomorrow. Who holds the A's all-time home run record with 363 of them? Is it Reggie Jackson, A, Mark McGwire, or Jose Canseco?
C.
All right.
Question number two. Where does Albert rank on the Cardinals' career home run list? Is it A, first, B, second, or C, third?
Second. B.
All right. Question number three. Besides Albert and Mark McGwire, who is the only other Cardinal with more than one 40-plus home run season? Is it Johnny Mize, A, B, Rogers Hornsby, or C, Jim Edmonds?
A.
All right, and question number four. On a scale of 1 to 10, what is your pain?
1.
All right, good. All right, real question number four. The best record in the NL is currently 54-25. Which team holds that record? Is it A, the Dodgers, B, the Braves, or C, the Cubs?
A.
I got a feeling Meat ran out of time on that
one. Yep. I was trying to get creative with a tattoo question. I couldn't figure it out. So.
All right, let's bring in Randy. Wayne, how you feeling?
I'm feeling fine.
All right, good.
I think they're passing the microphone to him or to Randy.
Yeah, it's like BT said, this is a little bit of a different fight today. Randy's right there. We're trying to be quiet. I think we did okay.
I think so. I think it's going to work. Either way, it's the coolest fight. This is going to be the most memorable fight.
What are the odds that we would come in here and the only other person who's currently getting a tattoo is getting a Stanley Cup tattoo?
I'd say right now in St. Louis, pretty high.
Think so?
Probably. Chances are. Hey, Randy, say hello to Wayne, who you've been talking to the whole time.
Yeah, Wayne, good to see you again.
Well, you got to
microphone.
Put your he's got one. Oh. He's just not.
Oh,
am I good?
Wait. One, two, oh, there we go.
Hey!
Oh,
hey! Hey!
Oh, say hi to Wayne again.
Hey, Wayne. Good to see you again.
Randy,
how are you feeling about that? He's feeling good.
Yeah, right, that's good. Randy, we said this is the most memorable 4 o'clock fight I've had. Where's this rank for you?
Oh, this has to be number one.
Yeah, I would have to think so. Yeah. I would have to think so. All right, here we go, Randy. You ready for this?
Somebody is commenting on our quiet voices, by the way, from the 309. I like the sultry, sexy voices you guys are using.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get into this fight then. Randy, question number one. The Cardinals host the A's tomorrow. Who holds? Randy, the Cardinals host the A's tomorrow. Who holds the A's all-time home run record with 363 of them?
Really? 363 home runs. This is the Oakland Athletics, I would assume. Well, it's going to be either. How many did Big Mac four? It's got to be McGuire, I think.
Question number two. Where does Albert rank on the Cardinals' career home run list?
With 445, he is second after Stan the Man's 475.
Question number three, Randy. Besides Albert and Big Mac, who is the only other Cardinal with more than 140 home run season?
Johnny Mize.
And question.
Jimmy Edmonds. I'm sorry. Jimmy Edmonds. Sorry. More than one. I was thinking one. It's more than one. So I'll go with Jimmy.
Baseball. All right. Question number four. Once again, just to preface this, Meat ran out of time.
Why you got to throw me under the bus like that?
He'll know. The best record, Randy, the best record in the NL is currently 54-25. Which team has that record?
Oh, man.
You too, Randy.
Can I get the lifeline here? You know what? I'll just guess Dodgers.
Oh, what the hell? We got a winner.
I thought it was a great question.
Wayne, I'm sorry he got you. I think it was 4-2. It is Mark McGuire. Big Mac has the A's record, 363 home runs. Albert ranks second with his 445 home runs. The only guy he's behind is Stan the Man, 475 of them. Jim Edmonds is the only other Cardinal with more than one 40-plus home run season. Jimmy hit 42 in 2000 and 2004. Albert had six such seasons. And it is the Dodgers that currently have the best record, 54-25. Wayne, thanks for playing. Try again. And I know you're going to be loving your tattoo from the ink spot here.
Yeah, he's got his thumbs up all the way. All right, so just finished.
He's
so,
done?
Yeah, he'll be out there in a minute with you guys.
Yes.
We'll get a picture of it.
Yeah, absolutely. It is 4:12, your time check brought to you by Clarkson Jewelers, an officially licensed Rolex jeweler. And shout out to Roger Mazze of the Troy Police Department. He's tuned in today, a good friend of Big Dave Canoy here at the Ink Spot. So Officer Roger, the fast lane, says hi. Coming up, the injuries keep piling up for the Cardinal pitching staff. More on Jordan Hicks and Alex Reyes next on 101 ESPN.
That was Derek Gould and Chris Ranji with the lead-up question about Jordan Hicks. And it is the worst-case scenario there. Coming out yesterday, they mentioned some tricep issue. They said they go through a battery of tests, and those tests have revealed a torn UCL for Jordan Hicks. And that is that's as bad a news as you're going to get. Now, we don't know exactly how they're going to go about this. We don't know exactly what the diagnosis is as far as, like, you know, how bad it is.
Right.
Is it surgery right away? Is it, doing some rehab and hoping for the best? But we've got to assume it's probably going to be some sort of a surgery.
And, guys, a couple of bad days for Cardinal pitchers, right, with Alex Reyes leaving yesterday's game in Memphis with a pec issue and now the Jordan Hicks news today, and all of this young Cardinal pitching that they had counted on is kind of, not all of it, but much of it is falling by the wayside because of injury.
Yeah, and the other thing that really sucks about this is, and I think people, I know I do, whenever you hear news about a pitcher and he was taken out of the game, Hicks was a couple of days ago, and the first report was, he should be okay, and it's probably not going to be that big of a deal. You always look at that with skeptical eyes, I think, because you're just waiting for the worst news to show up, especially when it comes to pitching. And somebody who throws as hard as he does, you know, you have that feeling that at some point something not good is going to happen to him, and that's exactly what has happened now. And it really stinks because I think of all the units of the team, all the aspects of the Cardinals, the bullpen is the one that I probably feel the most comfortable with. Not that I think they're a great bullpen, but I think they're okay. And when you lose him, that kind of shakes everything up.
I think what this really means, Andrew Miller has to be what the Cardinals expected when they signed him. He needs to be better than he has been. Derek suggested that Carlos Martinez would move into the closer role. And can the Cardinals get by without Jordan Hicks? Absolutely. But those luxuries that they had, like being able to bring in Carlos Martinez for five outs in the seventh inning, those are kind of falling by the wayside. John Gant can't be worn out. He needs to pitch well. Brebbia needs to pitch well. And a guy like Ryan Helsley is going to need to pitch well at the major league level.
He is for sure. A lot of guys are going to have to step up. And I do definitely agree about the Andrew Miller. There's no room for the ups and downs. He's looked better his last couple of times out, but they're going to need that each time. I haven't dug in too much as far as the market goes, but I also believe this puts a lot of pressure on John Mozeliak and Michael Gersh. You better be flipping over some stones right now and looking outside the organization, not just hoping that Ryan Helsley comes back and it does good things for you and hoping that these other guys do.
Yeah, one thing you could do, guys, Kimbrel's out there as a free agent. The Cardinals could just...
Randy, what? I don't know how to let you to tell you this, but the Cubs took him.
I haven't seen him with the Cubs yet. I didn't know that.
I mean, he's getting ready, I suppose.
So he's a Cub?
Yeah, no, it's disappointing.
Yeah, that's
not good. At the same time, might as well break some news to you. If you're looking for a starting pitcher, you think, oh, well, we'll
take
some innings
off. We'll go get Dallas
Keuchel.
I think Keuchel's a good idea.
He's brave, not just a brave man.
Well, I'm sure he's very brave.
No, he's a brave.
He's brave to have to wait out an entire offseason without a job.
No, he's an
And now he's sitting there
brave.
Waiting. He's waiting to be signed by some team.
He's waiting four more days to start again for the Braves.
Putting this silliness precipitated by me aside, I do think that it would be smart for the Cardinals to, at the very least, take a look at Trevor Rosenthal, who was released by Washington.
Why not? Yeah.
So you bring him in. You bring him in on a minimum deal. Most likely you're going to be able to get him after the start that he had this season. He's already making $7 million, and maybe that reconnection ends up sparking a little something. The velocity was still there for Rosenthal. He didn't know where the hell the ball is going, but I would be interested in something like that. You never know what you're going to spark.
And it's probably not going to cost you very much at all.
Yeah,
right.
Probably the minimum.
Whatever money he's going to get from Washington, it was a $7 million contract for this season. There's a $1 million buyout for next year. That's Washington's problem. The Cardinals don't have to take any of that. So what do you think you get him for? A mil?
Oh, the minimum. Less,
the bare minimum? Like
the minimum.
Five. Yeah, yes. So you're talking about $500,000 for him, and I guess it would be prorated at this point of the season. Why not?
Have the Cardinals lost? I'm trying to think here. Of their organizational depth in the bullpen, I don't know who you go down to for Memphis. If presuming another guy goes down, I don't know who the next man up is.
You mentioned Ryan Helsley already, who should be good to go here very, very soon. I'm not sure either, to be totally honest with you. And by the way, if you're saying Alex Reyes, if you're driving around in your car, if you haven't heard the news yet, he had to exit his start yesterday with what they're saying or were saying at the time, and I haven't seen a new update today, but it was right pectoral was the issue for him. So the hits keep on coming for Alex Reyes as well.
So Reyes is out. That's not an option. We do want to hear from the folks listening. We want your mic drops at the 101 ESPN app. Since it's not going to be Jordan Hicks, who do you want to close? And tell us why. So get your mic drops into us. We'll hear from them later. By the way, guys, really interesting development. I saw a Helsley jersey at the ballpark on Friday.
Oh, dude, you 56?
I don't remember what the number was.
I wonder if it was an authentic.
But that's interesting, huh?
Yeah. Maybe you knew what was coming.
I think that's a great jersey to have. I like Ryan Helsley.
I do, too. I wasn't expecting to. Somebody really got in on the ground floor with Ryan Helsley.
Yeah, smart move on their part.
You know, guys, by the way, another guy to throw into this mix who apparently is ahead of schedule. Now, he's going to still have to go out on a rehab, and we're going to see what he is Mike Myers. Mike Myers has been on the IL now for a while, but all signs are pointing to he's going to be good to go. And remember, I mean, he's another guy that's 95 to 100 miles an hour who could certainly help out in that bullpen. But make no mistake, there is no replacing an arm like Jordan Hicks. It's not just the velocity. It's the movement. It's the slider as well. A bit of an uphill battle, really. And when you have a loss like this to the bullpen, who, for the most part, I mean, this bullpen has been very good for the Cardinals, and they've been an area of strength. Now you lose a big piece. I'm not just talking about different bullpen arms stepping up. So Mike Myers would be great if he steps up. Andrew Miller would be great if he's able to step up into a bigger role. John Gant, Carlos Martinez, all these guys, they're going to need them. This ball club needs to step up when you have a loss. The offense needs to step up big time. The offense has been bad. It's been really bad. I know they've won some games here recently, but the offense hasn't been doing their thing. Sometimes to fix one aspect of a team, another aspect of it's got to be doing better and better. Maybe you take a little bit of pressure off the back end of a bullpen by scoring some runs early, and then all of a sudden you don't have to use your 7, 8, 9 guys all the time. I think the offense is a big key to this.
It certainly is, and one of the number of things that stinks about this news with Hicks is the bullpen was the thing, like you said, BT, that was not hurting them this year. The things that have been hurting them, we've seen in the past that bullpen has been an issue for them, giving up games late in the last couple of years. That's really not been the case this season. It's been all about the starting pitching, and it's been about what they haven't gotten offensively. They've actually played good defense, too.
Played great
defense. So you're talking about things that have been a problem for them in the past have not been. Now with Hicks out of the mix, I mean, they still could be okay when it comes to that, but now there's just another thing to worry about. We've been worrying about the rotation. We've been worrying about the lineup. Now we got to worry about the bullpen.
I was seriously hoping during the course of the weekend that Albert was telling all the Cardinals what their problems were hitting.
I think that he's still too much of a competitor for that. I do think that he would reach out to Yachty and just be like, hey, man, this is what's going on for you. I don't think he's going to go fix Goldie, though. I don't think so, even though they have a good relationship as well.
But Goldschmidt's a nice fellow. Why wouldn't you do it for him?
He's a great fellow. Yeah. I think they have a lot of common interests. They're good people. I don't think there's still that whole competitive thing.
Yeah. Different leagues, though.
I know.
It is the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN from the Ink Spot in St. Peter's. Big Dave Canoy is applying a tattoo this afternoon to me, my St. Louis Blues Stanley Cup championship tattoo. Having a great time out here. Yes, Ronch?
How's Dave doing back there?
How you doing, Dave?
Doing good.
And am I being a good, not really a patient, but I'm an applicee?
Kind of a patient.
He says I'm doing a good job.
You are doing a good job, Randy. We haven't heard too many like highs out of you as you're saying a sentence or anything like that.
No, he's been doing great.
Oh, if you could, that would be great.
Dave says he can make that happen for the right money.
whatever it costs, let me know. We'll take up a collection. And you can get updates. We're on Facebook Live, right? And also on the 101 ESPN Fast Lane Twitter account. You can check out the photos of how Randy's tattoo is coming along.
Get the updates. Coming up next in the Fast Lane, we're going to head back to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line, and our Blues insider from The Athletic, Jeremy Rutherford, is going to tell us about the weekend with the draft in Vancouver. And, by the way, JR was with the Stanley Cup this afternoon. He's next on 101 ESPN. And we do want your mic drops with the 101 ESPN app. Tell us who you think the Cardinal closer should be with the torn UCL suffered by the Cardinal closer, Jordan Hicks. Let's go now to our Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line, and our friend and Blues insider from The Athletic, Jeremy Rutherford, is back from Vancouver in the draft and with us on 101 ESPN. How are you, sir?
Doing very well, Randy, and I want to tell you, first of all, congratulations on your tattoo. You're a man of your word. You've been saying this for years, that you would follow through with this, and I want to tell you that you have a very loyal tattoo artist, because I called him today and I said that I would PayPal him $1,000 to put the Detroit Red Wings winged wheel on you.
Oh, wow.
And he said no thanks.
That's good to hear. Thank goodness.
$1,000?
I might have taken
it. I would have taken it. I might have.
He turned around. Oh, could you imagine Randy with something like that? JR, how was Van Blankenkoever?
It was van awesome. It was cool, guys. You know what? Went up there, had a workshop with the Athletic, and, you know, it wasn't a lot of news going on with the Blues, just the four picks, which they turned into five. And in terms of, you know, star power, they didn't have a first-round pick. But let me ask you guys, I think Blues fans were okay with them not having a first-round pick since they dealt it for Ryan O'Reilly. Was that okay with you guys?
I'm pretty sure
yeah,
they were, our text line's been blowing up about us forfeiting the first round, but we're okay with it.
So I just twirled my fingers during the first round, but you never know on the rest of that class. A couple goalies, a center in the second round, Nikita Alexandrov, that they seem to be pretty high on. But you're high on everybody that day, right? So we'll see in a couple years.
You know, now that it's almost been a couple of weeks since the Blues won the Stanley Cup, has it really sunk in for you? I think today, Randy getting the tattoo, I'm sure it's sunk in by now for him.
Tons of times, deeply.
He's feeling the pain at the moment. But for you, for somebody who covered the team, traveled with them, you've been around the entire year, does it feel like it's happened? Because it's still surreal, I think, for me in a way.
No, it doesn't seem real. It doesn't. And, you know, I try to stress that you know, you're Mr. Objective, the reporter hat on. You know, sometimes you feel a little bit hypocritical because you, over the course of the years, you're critical about how things are being handled, or, you know, trades that were made. And then all of a sudden the team wins a championship. You know, you don't want to be the guy who's rooting them on. But as for reasons that I've painted in articles that I've written, you're happy for the community. You're happy for the organization. You're happy for the people who work hard. And, you know, I had every intention to be out there today and be with Randy as he went through the tattoo process, but had an opportunity to go to a party today where the cup was at and took my family there. And, you know, so for my 10-year-old daughter, my wife, and for my 6-year-old son, you know, the first thing he said when he woke up this morning was, "Daddy, we're going to see the cup today." You know, that part of it is still super thrilling. And to me, I don't know when that feeling of it being surreal is going to go away. It just seems like you can't believe that it's happened.
JR, you had a chance over the weekend to talk to Doug Armstrong, and at some point the Blues are going to run into cap issues. Did you get a sense of what they want to do with the roster? Do they want to bring the same group back?
Yeah, Doug just spills the beans. He told me everything that they want to do with that, so with the team and the roster. So, no, I'm kidding. You know how close they are. to the vest with that. But we tried to paint the picture as best I could in the Athletic today. It is tough for teams to win the cup and then bring everybody back. And, you know, although you look at the Blues situation, it is a little bit different because they have a number of guys, almost the entire roster, under contract for next year, with the exception of about 7 key restricted free agents. So, you know, for the people who just don't not too familiar with the terminology, the Blues hold the rights of those players. You're talking about guys like Jordan Binnington and Joel Edmondson, Sammy Blay, Zach Sanford. Those are guys that they'll maintain the rights on, and they'll get contracts done in due time, whether it be July or August. But you got guys like Pat Maroon and Carl Gunnarsson, who are probably the priority right now. July 1st is just around the corner, and so Doug is going to do everything I think he can to keep a pair of those guys, Maroon and Gunnarsson. They're in talks with those guys right now. But it's going to be difficult to get everybody in there. As I painted the picture in the article today, you're dealing with about $17.2 million in cap space. And if you project out the salaries for the restricted free agents, you're probably coming close to that $17 million figure. So how do you get Maroon and how do you get Gunnarsson in there if you so choose, if they want to stay? It's going to be tough. But the thing is, sometimes there are unexpected things that happen with the roster, moves that are made to clear up space, and those are kind of hard to project. So we'll see what Doug does with the roster. But the bottom line is that the Blues are sitting in really good shape with respect to who they have signed, who they have coming back next year, and their cap space.
JR, we knew that we were going to hear about some injuries after the fact. We heard about Ryan O'Reilly, and I guess no shock here that the Blues announced Robert Thomas had surgery on his wrist. Any surprise here? This isn't something that's going to end up lingering into the season, you wouldn't think, correct?
No, you wouldn't think so, and a little bit different this year because normally when a season ends, you know, first, second, third round of the playoffs, they have the exit interviews and locker clean-out day for the media. They haven't had that. You know, the Cup and the players went to Vegas after the parade, and now the players have kind of dispersed. I would imagine at some point we'll have a press conference with a Doug Armstrong and maybe a Tom Stillman. But these injuries are, you know, coming out, And, you know, people suspected that Ryan O'Reilly was dealing with something, and it turned out to be a rib injury. And then obviously we knew that Robert Thomas, the rookie, had the wrist injury. So he undergoes surgery. The Blues announced today, and they said that, you know, you always see the word successful in there. So that's good to hear that it was a successful wrist surgery. And they say that he'll be reevaluated and should be ready for camp. So we'll see what happens with Robert Thomas. You know, wrist injury, that's nothing to sneeze at. You know, when you're talking about your skills and playmaking ability, I think that's something that they're going to have to give it time to heal. But all accounts so far is that Robert Thomas should be okay for training camp.
What kind of contract do you think we're looking at for Craig Berube when something gets done? My assumption is that's going to happen.
It is. And you know what? I think we talked about it last week, but kind of eye-opening comments by Doug Armstrong. I talked to him at the draft, Randy mentioned, and he did say, hey, it's business. And you have a coach who won the Stanley Cup. To be honest, I think had the Blues just played into the first round, maybe the second round, this thing might be done in terms of getting the contract done with Craig Berube. But now you get a situation you're dealing with a coach that won the Stanley Cup. And, you know, how much do the Blues want to commit to a coach like Craig Berube, who was able to come in and just get everybody on the same page and press all the right buttons? You know, they want to reward him. They want him to be their coach. But Craig Berube, this is his chance right now to capitalize on the success that they had. You know, you look at NHL coaches, and they don't last long. So Craig Berube, after what he accomplished with this team, should be able to, you know, fight for what he deserves. And so I think it's just negotiation going on right now. I would expect that, you know, it wouldn't be too long before we hear a deal's done. It's not like there's a situation with the Nashville coach that went on to New Jersey, where you have a situation where there's other opportunities. There's not a situation. All the jobs are taken right now. The Blues want Craig Berube. He wants to be here, and now it's just a matter of getting the talks through.
Hey, JR, leading up to this Stanley Cup season, the Blues have talked about their love for their prospects, people like Kyrou and Costin and Thomas, who did have a good year. A guy like Nolan Rinke had a good year. Are there people that are in place if Gunnarsson leaves, for example, or if they need to trade Shen? Are there still young players that they want to get up here?
You know, there are. There's a Mikola is a terrific, big young defenseman on that left side. But, you know, I just don't believe that they're ready to commit to him, that he's NHL ready right now. You got a guy on the left side, Jake Walman, who, you know, he's just kind of a fringe prospect. And, he, you know, he's not a Carl Gunnarsson, you know. $3 or $4 million, you got to part ways with him. Look, you're looking at a guy who's dependable, who you can play on that left side, who's got the experience. So, you know, they do have some decent young defensemen in the system, but they're just not ready to plug in. They're probably the closest right now is Mitch Rinke, but he's on the right side. And so you got a Petrangelo, you got a Parayko eating up that ice time, you got a Robert Bortuzzo. And let's not forget that Jordan Schmaltz contract turns into a one-way deal this year. That doesn't mean he's going to be on the roster, but you're going to have to pay him either way unless you move him. So to answer your question, you know, that's why I think there's a chance that Carl Gunnarsson comes back. You got a Bouwmeester, you got an Edmondson, you got a Vince Dunn, but I think it makes a lot of sense just because those guys are maybe a year away, Randy.
JR, great stuff as always. Glad you got a chance to visit with the Cup today, and we will talk to you soon.
All right, can't wait to see the tattoo. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, my man. That is Jeremy Rutherford. He's our Blues insider from The Athletic on 101 ESPN. Coming up, we learned today that Jordan Hicks has a torn UCL, and that usually means Tommy John surgery. So with that being the case, who do you want the Cardinals to use as their closer? We want to hear from you next on 101 ESPN. That is Derek Gould of STLtoday.com and the St. Louis Post-Dispatch talking today about the injury to Jordan Hicks and who the Cardinals might turn to as their closer. John Gant is a logical name. I think before the last couple of weeks, guys, we would have thought John Brebbia. Certainly the stuff of Ryan Helsley is there. Andrew Miller has been signed as a closer before. There are a lot of candidates down there. I guess if I would go with a guy, you just take the guy that has the best stuff that has done it before. So the logical guy for me, and we want your mic drops at 101 ESPN with the 101 ESPN app. Logical guy for me is Carlos Martinez.
I agree with that, especially due to the fact that it's I would like to move around the least amount of pieces as possible.
Right.
I love Gant where he's at, and I get it. He was kind of he had the blow up game yesterday. It's gonna happen. Gant has been the most steady Eddie guy in that bullpen for you, and Miller continues in the role that he's at, and then Carlos just ends up jumping from, you know, he was doing a little bit of a hybrid thing right now, 6th, 7th, 7th, 8th. But I think that would be a move that the organization would be comfortable with, because every move is going to be a question mark at this point, right? It's like, oh, well, I hope he's doing it. Well, at least you saw Carlos do it last year. Like, mm-hmm. you know that he can at least he can handle that role.
I have no problem with him getting that position. The only concern I've got with the bullpen now is that, and we've seen it time and time again with bullpens in the past, not just Cardinals bullpens, but anywhere else, when the closer goes down for an extended period of time and everybody kind of gets pushed back one inning, that usually jacks up the whole operation. Maybe I shouldn't say usually, but a lot of times it will, where people are out of their roles that they were comfortable with, and you know, nothing is the same, and then it eventually leads to disaster. But because you have somebody who has done it before, even though that's not really his permanent position, he is certainly capable of closing games. You've got an option. You have a good option. It still stinks, though, for me, because I wish that option we're talking about was pitching in the rotation, because that mm-hmm. would make things so much better for this team right now. But for whatever reason, it is not an option right now.
To your mic drops on 101 ESPN, and here's our first mic dropper.
Brady, Union, Missouri here. Was thinking internally maybe we give one of those high-priced arms, put them in one of our high-priced situations like closing in Carlos Martinez and Andrew Miller, even though he hasn't had a great year yet. If we go external, I'm thinking the Chicago White Sox closer, see what kind of price Colome has, and try to get him.
And that's a guy the Cardinals have had interest in before when right. he was with Tampa.
I really, really thought, and I don't know why I thought this, I thought that the first mic drop was going to be a snarky one, and they were going to say Brett Cecil. I really did.
I think somebody texted that in already.
I know. As soon as I heard high price, I'm like, this son of a, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. All right. Well, I like those ideas.
I wonder if the Sox are willing to part with Colome. He's only under contract for this year, so I would think so. I don't know what they think of themselves as a team and how far they're going to go this year. They're better than they believed they were going to be, but
they're not a playoff team.
Yeah, they're not going to win the division over there. They're certainly not going to win a wild card. There are too many good teams in that division. So I think that's a really good option. However, they're going to want a lot, because that's been their MO over the last couple of years, and they're not really in position to dump his salary. He's only going to make about $3-4 million for the remainder of the season, so it's not like it's going to save him that much. But my expectation is that they would get as much as they possibly can. I just wonder what the Cardinals are willing to part with for it.
Here's our next mic drop.
I mean, Jesus, just throw a BT in there. He'll close it out.
All right.
You know, I like
look,
that idea.
That's an option.
So here's what we're doing here, and I think this is a very logical approach right here, and maybe outside the box a little bit, mm-hmm. is go from 101 to 73. You know what I'm saying?
It's
like go from
it's,
high
it's
octane
really hard
to just
to get
thumber.
Used to. I agree.
You think that you can wait back on there? Meat was doing the one from Rookie of the Year, I think it was. Just float it. Mm-hmm. Just float it in there. I think it's a good idea. Maybe mix it up a little bit. Let's buck a trend where the closer has to throw a million miles an hour. Maybe just, 80 could do.
Randy will know this. Who was the dude that used to throw the Fowley floater? What was that guy's name?
Fowley?
I don't know.
Sounds like it would be Fowley.
He would just put a big arch on it.
Tewksbury threw an Ephus pitch.
It wasn't Tewksbury.
Okay, he threw it to Mark McGwire back in 98.
And it had this high arch on it, and hitters were just so confused they would end up fouling it off all the time.
Oh.
It was like an 80, a guy in the 80s.
I don't remember who threw the Ephus pitch then.
I'm going to look it up.
Let's get to our next mic drop.
I would like to see Carlos Martinez get the closer role. He did some last year, did a pretty good job. He's got the arm for it, and if you're not going to use him to start, which they're clearly not going to, I believe he fits that role perfectly. So I think that's the way I would go for now.
That would be the logical leverage situation primarily for Carlos, is to get him in there. I don't know how much he likes it. We do know that he's talked about getting back to starting, but to help the team win, it's probably the best role for him.
Well, he's got a good makeup for it, I believe, as well. Like, end up back end of the bullpen. I think that he comes in fired up. And I think that he bounces back well. I also think, first of all, just being in the bullpen, I think while we'd all love him to start, it's not a bad place for him to be. He's got to be locked in every single day. He's ready to come to work every day. And I feel very comfortable handing the ninth inning to him.
I'd be okay with that, too. And the guy I'm talking about, the Foley floater, is Steve Hamilton.
Oh, okay.
That is his name. And it was not the 80s. I just saw it back in the 80s, I remember. Senators, Yankees, White Sox, Cubs, Giants. That's who he pitched for. Maybe we get one of those guys.
I'm currently watching videos of best EFIS pitches. Damn, these are fun. I mean, these are incredible. Yu Darvish has got a good EFIS.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
We know any knuckleballers that need work?
You know who could come right out of a suit and end up being a knuckleballer for you is Ryan Franklin. Ryan Franklin is, he's
Let's
already
go.
Within the organization.
Yeah.
He is special assistant to John Mozeliak, and he's got a nasty knuckleball. He one time threw it. I mean, he threw it hard back in the day, but he can still throw it. I know he can. I tried to catch it, and it hit me right in the chest. like the full-on, oh!
Perfect.
Here's another mic drop on 101 ESPN.
Hey, guys, just seeing you guys at the tattoo shop. Randy, you are a trooper. You have been saying this for years, and so have I, so I'm going to have to do this eventually. I'm not as ready as you were. What about Rick Ankiel? Ain't he trying to come make a comeback as a pitcher? I don't know. I think he'd be kind of a comeback story, and a great time for it would be now.
That'd be interesting, although I don't think, and thanks for coming by the tattoo shop, I just don't think that he would reach the point this year. Do you guys that you'd want to put him in a major league closer's position?
Well,
probably
no.
Not right now.
And honestly, there's been no news on the Ank front, and we're gonna have to reach out to him and see what's going on. But Michael Gersh was asked about him last week, and he said honestly, he's like we haven't heard much. I know Mo reached out a couple of weeks ago, but there's no news on that front. So I don't know if that news is maybe him coming back is taking a little bit longer than expected. Maybe he's not feeling great. Maybe everything is perfect, but there seems to be very little news there. I love the idea of the story, though. You talk about writing that last chapter of a book or finishing off a movie script. Oh, yeah, Rick just comes in. He ends up being your closer, and you rattle off a World Series. No big deal.
Well, hell, the Blues did it with a fourth-string goaltender this year.
Exactly.
So maybe. Go get Rick. Bring him in.
You know what they need? You know what the Cardinals need right now?
Jordan Binnington.
No, they don't need a closer. They don't need Jordan Binnington. They don't need to make a trade. They don't need an impact bat. They
Craig
need a
Berube.
Song. They need a song
a
so
song.
Badly.
That's a great.
This year has to have a song.
Can we
text in 65780 if you have a song.
How about if we go nostalgic and we go to The Heat Is On?
They are stealing a lot of bags, but it's been done before. Gloria was so out of the blue. I want it to be a rando.
Okay.
Let's get to our final mic drop here on 101 ESPN.
Who I wanted for the Cardinal closer? Kimbrel. He was a free agent. Oh, no, can't get Kimbrel. He's with the Cubs now. So Cardinals messed up on that one also. So I guess we got to be stuck with Carlos. And, oh, yeah, bring in cheap old Rosie.
If you don't have anything nice to say. Mama said.
If you don't have anything nice to say, just send us a mic drop.
And we do appreciate your mic drops to us with the 101 ESPN app. Next up is $1,500 worth 10 hours of your discomfort. That's next before Take It or Leave It on 101 ESPN.